Blog
Well,
Talk
praise
Radio.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Most High God.
Somebody lift your
praise
hands.
Praise our God today.
As we
He is an awesome God, and He alone is worthy to receive the praises of His people. How are you all doing out there on Mother's Day Eve? Well, 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 you got a chance to call up a neighbor, call up a friend, Facebook them, text them, Instagram, and whatever else the social media is out there, you just do that. Hallelujah. You're in for an awesome show on tonight. We have Pastor Pamela Poston and Walter Poston back on the show. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. But before we even get started, we want to say happy Mother's Day to each and every last one of you mothers that are out there. We just decree strength upon you and that you will have an awesome day on tomorrow. But before we even get into our show, I have a special treat for hold on, here we go. Praise the Lord. Okay. Tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to say happy Mother's Day again, and we just decree the strength, because there's a lot of mothers out there that might be going through all tonight. They be like, I was on the bus today, and the lady, she just, before she got off, she said, happy Mother's Day to everybody. And one of the ladies say, what's so good about it? Now, you know, that is not good, is it? So we just lift up that woman, and not only her, but other mothers that might be going through and don't feel that way, that, oh, happy Mother's Day. We just ask God to just fill their heart with love and peace and joy, and that they get an unexpected call from their children in the name of Jesus. And those that even lost their mom, we just ask the Holy Spirit, who is the comforter, to comfort those moms who have lost their mothers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, this is Evangelist Kim Henderson, and we're back again this Saturday. Hallelujah. So you're in for an awesome time in the Lord. We're here to minister the word of God and truth. Yes, indeed. See, the fivefold ministry is what is it? The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, and the preacher, the teachers and the preachers, they're set here in the body of Christ to build up and edify. And that's what we're here on tonight to do to you, you, and you. Hallelujah. Pastor Polston, are you there all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yes, ma'am. We are here.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. And Pastor Walter Polston, would you take us in prayer?
Yes. Let's touch and agree in, by faith that God is able to do the impossible. Eternal God, we thank you for your goodness and kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies, O God. We bless your name for this wonderful opportunity to intercede and pray for those out there in the community. Even Evangelist Kim just spoke of this mother who didn't seem to think that this day that we honor mother is a good day for her. Oh, God, we pray for her in the name of Jesus that, oh, God, whatever is blinding her eyes to see the good works of this day, which was set aside to honor mothers and give them the honor that is due them. Oh, God, we pray for this nation, this city. Oh, God, all of the West Coast and East Coast. Oh, God, we pray for the inner city who have mega problems. Oh, God, with violence and gangs and drug selling and all kinds of issues in the homes and in the school system.
Yes.
Oh, God, we even pray for our government, oh, God, who are making laws that are against your laws. Oh, God, we intercede for our president and those that are in authority.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. As we go forth on this radio station tonight, this blog talk, oh, God, we pray that your spirit will move upon the heart of those who have tuned in, who might have things or questions that they need answered, that they will get the answer that they need tonight. If it's deliverance, that they will receive it on tonight,
oh
God.
Anoint
our voices, anoint us in the name of Jesus, that we may do the works of God, and we give your name and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In that wonderful name of Jesus, we thank you so much for the prayer, Pastor Walter Payton. You all had an exciting day today. I just want to start off with something. I know that you all went to the prisons on today. Is that correct?
Yes, we went to the Las Vegas City Jail, which is called the Clark County Detention Center, where there's probably about, I'd say, 4,000 or 5,000 inmates are there. And even though it was a ministry assignment, it was a testimony to me how God is a deliverer. That was the very jail that I was incarcerated in and looking to face almost 35 years in prison here in Las Vegas. And the same jail that I was locked up in, God allowed me to minister at that jail today. So I can let the captives know they too can be free. They just need to trust God in all that they do.
Amen. Amen. And you know, Pastor Pamela, when you say that you went, this was the same jail that you had to do some time in, but God even delivered you because the time that you were supposed to do, you did not do it. So when you're going into the jail and you have to encourage people, you get a lot of people that are feeling hopeless and feel as though there's no way out. And I'd like to hear some of the testimonies of how you encourage the people that are in jail, because whether we know it or not, it's a lot of people walking around in the streets that are in jail. They're in their own prison, but they're just not behind bars.
Amen. That's true. That's true. I see them on the job, see them in the community. You're right. I mean, even the lady you talked about on the bus on today, you know, their minds are incarcerated. They're in hopelessness. They're walking around, as the word talk about, you know, people being dead in their spirits, and they're just walking around dead. They're walking around locked up, locked in, and hopeless. Don't see a way out. But God can deliver and set the captives free. I was when we went in there, they started incarcerating youth at this adult facility. Some of the young men just was sharing that they never even went to the juvenile detention center where the youth go. They went straight to the adult place, and this is where they house the adults at, and it's because of the significance of their offense why they're housed and locked up where the adults are. And so it is just it's heart-wrenching. I never birthed children, so I don't know what it feels like to have a child incarcerated or just have a child, period, but just to see somebody else's child locked up, 13, 14, 15-year-old.
Oh.
And they're supposed to be, you know, out trying to figure out what life is all about, you know, playing Nintendo somewhere, you know, still watching cartoons and trying to figure out themselves, and they're housed and incarcerated. So to see youth this young, it's heart-wrenching. And so we talked about Mother's Day on today and how when they're incarcerated, their mothers are going through as well. So they need to start, you know, taking ownership of life and know that when things are coming against them, it's coming against the family. So they're not alone. They're not by themselves. But God sent them someone to let them know that they are loved, that they are jewels, and just to let them know they are leaders. We told them, you're men, you are leaders. God made you. He created you. He took the dust of the ground, and he created you with his own hands. Women wasn't created by God. We were taken from the man. So God loved you as much that he would take his time out and create you from the dust. And so you are special. You are leaders. You are men of God. He wants to show himself out great. Yes, you made mistakes. Yes, you did it wrong, but God can correct it. So we just want to encourage them and build them up in their most holy faith, build them up as you, build them up as men. And so my husband spoke like as a father to them, as a man of God, just spoke their destiny in their life and prayed with them and just loved on them as a father figure. So God just, you know, blessed us to be a blessing to them. So,
and also, what was so powerful, God blessed us to be effective in ministry as we gave our personal testimonies. And we noticed that when we give our personal testimonies, that makes an open door, or that opens a door for them to feel comfortable enough to give their testimony and share some very personal things about their life. And then once they do that, then we're able to go into the Word and show them where God can bring them healing, because some of the things that they go through as a youth, or they went through as a youth, are very troublesome. It brings tears to your eyes to know that a 15-year-old or a 13-year-old boy or young teenager is going through those kind of problems. So that's how the Lord blessed us to be a witness through our personal testimony, being transparent before them, which opened up a door for them to be transparent with us. So God bless.
And you know what, Pastor Walter Poston, you know, you're telling me that these 13, 14, 15, all the way up maybe 17, they're in the jails with the men?
Absolutely. They are incarcerated in the jail with the men. They're on a separate floor, but they are in the same building. And the same thing with the state prison. We're talking about where maximum prison is. We're talking about where the hardcore criminals and the mafia and all of those hardcore criminals, they are incarcerating youth in the state prisons also. But we have the same effect. You know, if we ever have a chance to talk to them, we are very transparent before them. And that kind of breaks down that wall, and we can get behind the walls, and then we're able to really, really effectively minister to the souls that are incarcerated.
And you know what? It's and I know that
there are mothers out there that probably do have some of their sons and daughters that are incarcerated. And I believe that the best thing, because that has to be very stressful on a parent, and I believe that the best thing that would help them, because, you know, Father God had two children that disobeyed him, and he gave them the world. You have some of the parents out there said, I did this, I did that, I put them in the right direction, but they moved in the wrong direction. And the Father God had two children, Adam and Eve, from the beginning, and he gave them everything, and they went in the wrong direction. And I just believe that if you would cast that care, and I know you might be saying, well, Sister Kim, Evangelist Kim, you can say that. Well, you know what? You're going to have to say what the Word says, because that's the only way you're going to get peace in the midst of a storm like that. That's a storm. And so you've got to trust God in a situation like that when you're a young child, 13, 14, all the way up to these young, even anybody that's in prison right now. You've got to trust God. You've got to ask God to put his hand of protection around them. You've got to ask God that he minister to them while they're laying upon their bed sleep, that God would give them peace, that God would speak to them, that God will send the angels of the Lord to encamp about them to keep them in all their ways. Speak the 91st Psalm over them. And I believe that as we engage the Word of God into our loved ones that are incarcerated, that that will bring a peace. And not only will it bring a peace, it's going to protect them. And who knows, sometimes they might be sentenced to something that's outrageous to us, but God can cut the sentence in half, or he can just have it where it's nowhere near what it would be. Am I correct, Pastor Poston?
Yes, we know a young man that was incarcerated in the state prison, High Desert State Prison, and he was doing life. He was in there for murdering somebody. And he got a prophecy through his mother, and God cut his time down, and now he's free. He's out of prison. So, yes, that could happen. Absolutely.
That can happen. And I think we have to believe the word of the Lord that said all things are possible to him that believe it. So the word of God is the – is. I was reading in your book. See, we Pastor Pamela Poston, she has an awesome book. It's a new release, and the book is called Answers to Relational Healing, including her testimony and teaching of freedom from homosexuality. And we talked about a lot of different topics in her book last week, and that's why we're back on again tonight with her, because a lot of things we didn't get a chance to even address. But she has an awesome book that has a lot of information, not only information, but her testimony. This book gives you strength. It encourages you when you're going through something. Did you hear what I said? I said when you're going through something. That means if you're going through something, you're not going to stay there, okay? You got to understand that. And in these times, in these last times that we're in, you're going to have to take the word of God. And I was reading in her book, and on page 55, where it talks about how do you know the Bible is the real truth from God? How do you know that, Pastor Poston?
Well, I know it because it has been proven to me over and over and over again. I won't even read what's in the book because, you know, those who have the book can read it for themselves. But personally, my personal testimony is I know it's true because it has been true to me. And so it has manifested itself to me over and over and over again when times were hopeless, with so many suicide attempts, with so much hopelessness in my life, with so many bad choices I made, that God has just shown himself true to me and shown that he loved me so much. And reading his word, it has come alive. It's like the pages, the words on the pages came alive in my life. I'll just give one quick testimony. This is not in the book, but one of the testimonies I can give, which in the book it talk about demonic spirits and it talk about sexual demons. And because of the lifestyle that I lived in homosexuality, one of the things that I didn't realize that I dealt with was a tormenting spirit of incubus. And I remember my first husband, when he was alive, he used to tell me that I used to have these dreams and I'm going through all this stuff in my dreams while I'm asleep. And I'm like, you know, I don't believe him. And so when he passed away, then I'm in the bed by myself, and then I'm feeling this sexual act that was going on in my body, and actually had a full orgasm. Mm-hmm. But after that, then I felt torment from this demonic spirit. And so I woke up screaming and crying, like, you know, God, what is wrong? What is going on with me? And I remember the first scripture that came out of me, great is he that's within me than he that's within this world. And I just kept saying it over and over, greater is he that's within me than he that's within this world. So when I kept saying that, that scripture just manifested itself, that God is powerful in me. He woke me out of that demonic spirit, demonic dream, and he brought me back on this side, because that spirit started tormenting me and was trying to drag me into hell. And so when I woke up and started quoting that scripture and going to God, I seen him manifest himself to me and give me strength. When I woke up, it felt like 50 men had raped me. It felt like the strength in my body had left. But then I kept leaning and depending on God. He brought that strength back to me, and I was able to get through my day. And so in the book, it talks about those spirits, incubus and succubus. Incubus is a spirit that has sex with women while you're sleeping. And succubus is a demonic spirit that has sex with men while you're sleeping. So there is a price for all sin that we live in. And so the price of homosexuality, now I had to battle with this demon, this demonic spirit of raping me while I'm asleep. And so I used to hear the boys in high school talk about, man, yeah, I had a wet dream last night. And I used to think the guys were just, you know, talking and trying to act like they were talking. But now that I'm an adult, I learned about this spirit. And there's a ministry in Chicago, which is our overseer, Labors for Christ Ministry. They have a retreat. It's called Sexual and Relational Healing Retreat. And
yes,
that retreat is given in Chicago at one of the major hotels by the airport. And I learned about this spirit. Gosh, I was in my 40s when I learned then what was going on with my body. And I didn't know that for years. What was this my husband was talking about? And I knew it then because he was gone. And when I woke up, I felt it. And so I learned about this demonic spirit that has sex with humans. It's no figment of your imagination. It's nothing that you're thinking. Your body actually goes through a full orgasm because this spirit is having sex with you. And if you don't believe me, go to any Webster dictionary. Any Webster dictionary. Most of them have the definition of it. Incubus and succubus. And so now these spirits, I learned through my research for my book that the spirits now are starting to change over. Instead of the incubus spirit raping the women, now the incubus spirit now rapes the men. And the succubus spirit now rapes the women so it can lure you into homosexuality. These spirits are real. We live in the spiritual realm. Even though we're in this physical realm, we are spirits. And so these spirits are real. And so look in the dictionary. I didn't make it up. It's there. These demonic spirits are there. So I know God is true. I know his word is true. I know his word has manifested itself to me over and over. It is life and that more abundantly to me. So I know his word is true. I have many testimonies to just show you that his word is true. I know we read about Paul and Jonah in the well and Bartholomew and all the disciples and Abraham. I know we can read about them. But what about today? I know it's true even today that his word is true. So it is manifested and proven itself over and over that his word is holy and is true. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Oh, wow. And you know what? That is such an awesome testimony, because I know it's people out there that have dealt with that, but they didn't know what it was. And then they didn't want to tell anybody because they're like, people going to think I'm crazy. See, you got to understand, and I'm talking to the radio audience, Satan is real. And when he comes, he don't want to take any survive. He's taking everything. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. He ain't playing with you.
Amen.
Because he knows where he's going, and he want to take as many as he can. This is not a game. This is life or death. Oh, yes, it is. So when you hear testimonies like that, and you've dealt with that and you didn't understand it, the best way for you to stay delivered or get some deliverance is the word. And John, it talks about whom the Son is set free is free indeed. And I'll find it while Pastor Poston will be talking again. But it said, if you continue in my word, you have to continue in the word of God. This is our life. Jesus is our everything. No longer can we look to the left, to the right. And when I say left, to the right, we can't be dipping and dabbing into the world.
Yeah.
We got to look straight ahead to Jesus because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And you know what else? Sometimes people say, well, you know what, pray for my faith. Can't nobody pray for your faith. Oh, no. The only way you're going to get faith is in the word. The only way you're going to please Daddy God is in the word.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through our trials and our tribulations. We go through things, and it's not even about us. What Pastor Pamela went through, it wasn't about her. It was about the people that she's got to reach, because God knew that there would be people coming down the road or up the street, around the street, whichever way you want to say, that they would need this testimony. They need to know that God is real, and God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and God delivers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Walter Poston, I need you to say something to the radio listening audience.
Evangelist Kim, since we've been doing prison ministry and interacting with people in the community, one thing that we have learned that is that the root cause of all of this sickness, all of this violence, all of this drug addiction, all of this alcoholism, and all of this dysfunctional in the home, in the marriage, one thing that we have found out that is absolute truth, and a lot of situations, maybe not all of them, but a lot of the situations that we are facing today is molestation. That is one of the number one causes for all of this dysfunctional behavior, all of this living on the down low, and all of this sexual dysfunction in our society and world is molestation. That is one of the number one causes of all of this spiritual sickness in this nation. And we have spoken to many, many men and women who have been honest enough to confess and state, yes, I was raped, I was molested. Some men are molested by their sisters, their cousins, and it's causing a ripple effect in their marriage, in their life, in their business, in their school. So this is one thing that we know that we really have to minister in these type of areas, because if we don't, the people will not get the healing. Yes, we can talk about Paul and Peter and John, but we need to talk about how God will effect or how God will deliver out of these situations if you turn it over to Jesus. Now, I was like my wife, that spirit tried to wake me in my sleep as a man, and you don't hear men talking about this, but I remember that in my dream, there was a beautiful woman, a Caucasian lady, that was walking towards me, and when she got close to me, that succubus spirit came out of her, and I saw it. It's a very gross-looking spirit, and it will cause you to go down really fast, and it will take over your life. It will take over your mind. That's why we're dealing with a lot of mental illness, because that spirit has taken over the minds of a lot of the individuals. Not saying that all of them went through this, But I'm saying it's a lot of people out there that have gone through this, who are going through it, and just seems like they're going into the closet. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with the problem. They don't want to deal with long-term ministering to hurting people in these areas. And therefore, a lot of people are not getting the help they need. And we need to have ministers who are bold enough to step up to the plate and tell the devil, get your hands off of God's people. So I just wanted to share that.
And you know, you said it, those that are bold enough. And if you notice in the book of Acts, Paul, it might have been Ephesians, he prayed for boldness. You have to be bold in this season, in this time. And check this out. It's not going to get better. It'll get better for the saints of God, because God gives us a peace that passes all understanding, and all hell can be going around along on the right side, the left side, but even in the 91st Psalm it says it won't come nigh thee. But what about the people who don't have that? That's why he wants us to be the light. He said we're the light. We're the light, and we are, and our light is like, you know, the candle. It's like the candle is going very dim, because we are so being like the world that we can't bring the deliverance to the people that God has called us to bring. And when I say us, you know, we ain't got nothing. Come on now. We know that. It's God inside of us. But if we don't let the God in us shine, there's no deliverance for the people. They're out here hurting. They need answers. They just like Pastor Poston said, when they go into the jails, you know, you can go in there and start talking about Jesus all you want, but I remember one time, because the Lord had me dealing with the sex workers. I used to minister to the women that were on the west side at our safe haven for women who were prostitutes. That one woman told me, she said, "How you know you ain't been through nothing?" That's what they'll tell you. I had to let her know, wait a minute, baby. Oh, yeah, let me tell you my story. Then she backed up off of me, but she needed to hear that.
Yes,
they know when you got the compassion. They know when you got the love. They know when you've been through something. Come on now. God is only going to take. He said, what is that? What's that saying that says, whatever the mess that you've been in, that's going to be your ministry. He's going to use that to bring some more out. But see, if we're sitting on the back line or in the back, ain't nobody coming out, because there's people out there that's only going to hear your voice. They only going to hear your voice. You got to get up. You got to quit being depressed. Whatever you're going through, saint of God, you are going to have to gird up your loins, and you have to get on out there. You're going to have to go and fight the good fight of faith. God is backing us. He's backing us. There are people going to hell today because we are too afraid to speak up for what's right. We have to speak up for what's right. Holy Spirit is backing us. All power. Yes. He said in Luke 10 and 19, "For I have given you the authority, I have given you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, the demons and the devils." He said, in all power. He said, all power. He gave it to us. And he said, nothing by any means should hurt you. I remember when I first got saved. I promise you, I believe in the incubus and the other thing, whatever you called it. I believe in it, because when I came home that night, that picture on the wall, it moved, and it kind of made me afraid. But them demons, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. They don't have nothing on you if you in the Lord. We're too busy looking at what we see, and we are so powerful in the spirit. Why? Because Daddy God gave us the authority. Jesus left. He said, it's finished. I gave you the authority and the power to bind and to loose. He gave it to us. And before it's all over, we're going to have to walk in that authority. We're going to have to. We have no other choice. We're going to have to. But you know what else? We got to do it with love. Ain't nobody trying to deal with no Christian that's mean as a junkyard dog. You're going to have to walk in love. We're going to have to get the jealousy out of us, the envy out of us. Because you know what? Let me tell you, my sister and my brother,
You got a purpose. I got a purpose. God got a plan for your life. He got a plan for my life. There can't nobody else do it but me and you. So we don't have a reason to be jealous or envious of anybody because God has called certain people to you that I don't have. You got a talent and a gift that, oh, my God, that God gave you to reach the lost in your world. Mm-hmm. Yes, he has.
Yes.
God loves you so much. God has the purpose. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares. When he said declare, he's talking about, oh, he spoke it. He spoke it, says the Lord, plans to prosper you. It ain't just about no money. You know, right. Pastor Pamela talked about her testimony. She had all the money, y'all. She had everything, the fur coats, the diamond rings, the cars, whatever. She had it all, y'all. Everything that you could imagine. Money, 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 money. She had it. But let her tell you what happened with all that. Go ahead, Pastor.
It's easy come, easy go. And even if you work hard for it, it's still going. No tangible thing we can take out of this world, and none that we brought into this world. And so just like the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy our bodies and our destinies, he's coming for all the stuff to come with it. And so when God blesses us with those things, and we don't give it back to him. I was just sharing that today with the young man in the jail. You know, when God had sent a prophetess to tell me when I was a kid, I told him, I said, I was just a little younger than some of you, and I think 10 years old, and some of them 14, 15. I said, just a little young, just like you all. And she said that God will supply your needs when you become an adult. And I didn't think nothing of it. And not knowing that supplied my needs was he's going to send me a millionaire. And so I had every tangible thing that I pretty much wanted. I mean, I didn't want a jet and all that stuff. I just wanted, you know, some tangible things to make my life comfortable and make my life easy. And it did. But it didn't bring me peace. It didn't bring me peace. When I thought that the money would be it, I thought it was, you know, this is it. I didn't finally arrived. And you ain't finally arrived. I mean, even with all of Michael Jackson's money, he still was tormented. He still wasn't at peace. He still couldn't get it together. All the fame and fortune. I mean, we can just go down the list from Whitney Houston to Elvis to, you know, down the list. I mean, look at King Solomon with all that he had. It counted up to be nothing. Nothing. When it all said and done, if you don't have a peace of mind, all the riches, all the money in the world, all the women, all the men you can get, it adds up to nothing. You're just as empty as a person who's living in a studio apartment with one chair. It's nothing unless you have peace. And so those tangible things, it comes, it goes. But I know one thing, there is no peace like the peace that God can give you. But see, God said there is no peace for the wicked. You already said that. So
yeah,
with all the money and the riches and the fame in the world, it's still there. It's happiness. Happiness is temporal. But peace surpasses all understanding. You can't even put an understanding on the peace that God gives us. When all the hell break loose, the peace he'll give us to get through, to see the end of the rainbow, to see another day, another sunshiny day. He'll keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on him. So just know that when you're trying to smoke it up, fix it up, sex it up, shoot it up, it won't give you that satisfaction like the satisfaction from Jesus. So know he is our perfect peace. He will give you peace if you live for him and if you lean and depend on him. He is the Prince of Peace for this year life.
Pastor Poston, can you tell them again how they're able to purchase this awesome book of yours? And
yes,
you also have CDs. Would you let them know how they can purchase it?
They can go on our website, www.highways, that's plur, HIGHWAYS, highways, the number 4, J as in Jesus, C as in Christ, .com. That's www. highways, the number 4, JC.com. That is our personal website. If you, you're paying through PayPal, you get $5 discount through them. You also go to Amazon. There, you either type my name in, Tamara Tolson, or type in the title, Answers to Relational Healing 101. Either way, you can get it there. If you ever see us personally, and we can sell you the book 101, just like today, the Lord blessed us. We were elevated in ministry here in Las Vegas. There is a ministry called Nevada of Chaplaincy group that is with Messengers of Faith Ministry, and it's a, probably about 175 of us chaplains here, and we're the chaplains of the community, boots on the ground when there's a shooting, a killing, or whatever. With people, pray for them. Their 14-year-old son, they need somebody right there on the crime scene to pray with this family. Wait till the coroner gets there. Ride to the hospitals with them. Intercede for them. Now the family needs somebody to them to say, how do I bury this child? We don't even go to church. Who's going to eulogize this funeral? They need people to step in for them. And so us chaplains are the ones who go out in the community and the boots on the ground. We come behind these four walls. We come from any denomination. We are Caucasians, African-Americans, Hispanics, Asians. We all just come together because we're lifting up the name of Jesus. We go through classes. We go through teaching, and we go through tests. And when we pass those tests, we're able to graduate. And then from the graduation, then you have to go through more training to get ordained. And today was the ordination. 33 new chaplains here in Las Vegas was ordained today, and we were blessed to be elevated. As they were ordained, we were elevated as senior chaplains. So it just means more work. That's all. And so we just say glory to God for the extra work that he's given us, and we just work while it's day. And so this is how people could find the book, either highways4jc.com or Amazon.com. That's where you can find the book. And I was sitting with a pastor, and I'll just give this quick testimony, I'm sorry. I was sitting with a pastor this week, and we were having lunch. And we were having lunch about some business things, but she also is reading my book. And she said it's been blessing her so much that she's now has bought the book for her leaders, and she has the book also in her bookstore at the church. And so she and her husband has just been a blessing to our ministry, and know that, you know, we are outreach ministry, so they've been a blessing to us. And she's like, it's been blessing me so much. My leaders need to know, how do you minister to this type of area? How do you minister to someone who's been raped or molested or abused or going through domestic violence or who's single or who wants to be married or who has soul ties or going through generational curses and things like that? This is a tool. She's like, this is a tool for our leaders. And this is a Caucasian church. This is a tool for our leaders to know, how do you minister to those who come to you? So she's like, because we don't have all the answers. And now this book is a tool now to our leaders, to now they're more effective. And now they at least got some direction how they can minister and bless other people and just lead them to the Lord, or just to give them some type of direction. So God has been really blessing. He's been really faithful, and I thank him for what he's done. It's not me. I'm not smart enough to write a book. God wrote it through me.
Right.
And so I'm just being a vessel being used by him. Amen.
And you know what, Pastor Poston, you say that they're using the book, and I know people are probably asking the question, well, how's the book doing? What did it say? One of the ways the book is helping people is it has subjects, topics, I put it like that, topics. And then from the topics, it actually has scripture. See, the scripture that comes from the Word of God is life. The Word of God is life. So you can be going through something, and you can actually read the Word of God. I'm looking for just one example for you. You can be going through something in your life, and you can actually read the Word of God, and that will give you a peace that passes all understanding. It'll give you direction. It'll give you wisdom. It'll even tell you what your next move is. And so in this book, it's like a type of book that's, you know how you have a book and your book is a reference book, and that's one of those books that you don't give to anybody. If they need it, you'll go buy it for them, because this is one of those books that you can keep either in your purse when you're out ministering, or you have it at home where you can go to it and you can actually see the scriptures that, like, for instance, if I'm on a page 124, it says, let me see. It seems that the number of people who are promoting same-sex marriage and homosexual lifestyles on the rise. What are your thoughts about this? And then she gives her thoughts. I can say plenty, but at this point my thoughts are to obey and agree with God and Him alone. Our lives start with God and will end with God's acceptance of judgment. It is He that will have the final word. We are solely accountable to Him with what we believe and the actions done with our lives. The final authority is His laws of righteousness through the Holy Bible. Then she gives you scriptures. This is an example. Let's explore what God's word said, what God says in His word, Proverbs 1, 24 through 32. She gives you scriptures. I called, but you would not listen. I put out my hand, and no one gave it a thought. Or you did not listen when I told you what you should do, and you would not hear any of my strong words. So there are topics, and then she actually gives you the scripture that you can study to give you peace in that area. And it's not only that. She has some more good things on, you know, you got people out there that's been in abusive relationships, or even their parents molested them, some crazy stuff that went in their childhood. And if we don't tend to deal with that situation in our life, we'll take it into relationships, we'll take it into marriage or on our jobs, whatever. And so this book helps you in so many ways. And Pastor Walter Poston, you agree with me on what I just said about the book?
Yes. And also the next page has that scripture also. But mm-hmm. what I would just like to say is that this is Answers to Relational Healing 101, which means mm-hmm. it's just a introduction to open up the conversation that you don't normally hear or you don't normally want to talk about or discuss around the family table at dinner time. So it kind of introduces you to subjects that you need to start talking about. For a lot of people, they're not talking about it. So the book will kind of give you the courage to start asking questions, or at least bringing up the conversation, so you can start the healing process. Because if you don't acknowledge it, then it's going to stay buried in your soul for years and years and years, and it will rob you of your life. So this book is just an introduction, just to open up the doors so that we can talk about these issues. So I absolutely agree with you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know what? I have it's a caller on the line. Let's see if this caller has a question or a comment. Caller, you're at 708. Hello? 880-1951.
Yes.
Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Hello. Do you have a question,
Hello?
A comment, or do you want prayer? Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you have
Hi,
a question,
Cousin Kim.
A
this
comment?
Is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
This is
How
Cousin
are you
Janice.
Doing today?
Pretty
yes,
good. How
you
doing?
Me?
Yes, I can
Wonderful.
Hear you.
Wonderful. Have you been listening to the broadcast?
Yes, I'm, like, super nervous. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Do you have a question, a comment, or do you want prayer from Pastor Pamela or Pastor Walter?
Everything. I just want to say that you're doing very good on the radio, and I love you so much, and my cousins, and I just can't wait to see you again. I just love you so much.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, praise God. Well, you called in. Would you like any special prayer for your family? I know you're a young mother and you're a young wife, too, aren't you? How long have you been married?
8 years, going on 9 years in November.
Oh, you've been there then. Would you like any special prayer?
Yes, I just want my boys, two of my boys, to get out of asthma because I have like 4 breathing machines all over the school, the daycare, at home. And I was diagnosed with asthma, but I kind of grew out of it, but it comes, you know, touch and go. So I just want them to get out of it and just have a happy marriage and everything else like that.
Okay, well, we're going to have Pastor Poston to pray for you, and we're going to believe God that, see, God can heal asthma. He healed me of cervical cancer. And they wanted to, I was pregnant with Michael, my second child. They wanted to do a hysterectomy or take half of my uterus, and they wanted to abort him. I had 5 sons after that. Never had a reoccurrence of any type of cancer in my body. So we believe God that he can deliver you, your sons, from that asthma. So, Pastor, you want to pray for Janice?
Yes, I definitely want to pray for her because before I moved here to Las Vegas from Chicago, I was going to Ingalls Hospital time after time after time. Doctors didn't know what was going on with me. They was trying to find out. They was running all kind of tests. And one doctor, I had ended up doing an invocation at Ingalls Hospital for Breast Cancer Month, I think it's in October. And when I did the invocation, the way I prayed in Jesus' name and the faith and the healing for those that was in the audience. And after that conference, I talked to this doctor that was on the panel. And she said, the way you prayed, I was really touched by it. She said, I'm a Christian too. And she said, you opened up the door for me to talk about the Lord and talk about Jesus. So I told her, I'm looking for a new doctor. Can I become one of your patients? She said, yes. And through that relationship, I became her patient. She was the only one who can get to the root of that, and it was asthma. All the years I was going back and forth to doctors, specialists, nobody could detect it. And God gave her the answer. It was asthma. And she would pray over that medication with me in her office. And she would intercede. She would send me right to the emergency room. But we would pray before we got there. Today, I ain't on no asthma medication. I ain't on no inhalers, no pills, no nothing. So I know God is a healer. I know what he can do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come, oh God, we thank you that you are God. You are a healer.
Yes.
You can set the captives free. You can set free medication, breathing machines, Lord God, complications.
Yes.
Lord God, you are not a God that you'll respect a person. I'm interceding for me. I'm interceding for these babies, Lord God. I'm interceding for this mother, this father that's taking care of these children. Father, we come against, Lord God, the root of that asthma. Speak to the doctors, Lord God, be in their hands, be in their diagnosis. Lord God, let them get to the root of this. Lord God, let them study, Lord God, that they will see what to do for these youth, Lord God. Take the medication away. Take the machines away. Let these boys be healthy and whole in you, Lord God. Let your name get the glory, the praise.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that by your stripes they are healed. Let the healing manifest, line up with your word. Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. They are free in the name of Jesus. Line up and be healed in Jesus' name. Healing is the children's grace. And we thank you for it. We glorify you. And we praise you for the manifestation that's on its way. Send the angel, Lord God, to that household right now. Breathe through their lungs. Breathe. You say you breathe. The breath of life through man, and we ask you to breathe through them lungs right now. Clear them up, Lord God, that your name will get the praise. We bless you for it, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Give the Father and the Mother wisdom, Lord God, to lean and depend on you, to continue to intercede for these for this situation. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you know
what? Yes, because
you're – Go ahead.
Because, like, every time we go to the emergency room, and it's funny because, like one son, because at one time I had 2 boys in the hospital at the same time, okay? But they were in separate rooms. So I tell one boy, I told little Curtis, okay, I'll be right back. Mommy's going to check on your other brother, okay? So I run across the hall, and I'm like, okay, my coat's right there. I'm going to go check your brother. So they finally figured out. They're brothers because their last name was Whitney, okay? So they finally put them in the same room, And then I had both of them in the same room. Another boy, my other son, came in. He had a fever. He was throwing up, but, you know, it was like a little stomach virus from the school. So he was in the emergency room. So I said, well, mommy will be back. I'll come back. And so one was, I had three boys in the hospital at the same time. Another son came in, but he went home. So I'm like, oh, Lord, how am I going to do this? And so every time we came back from the emergency room, they're like, weren't you here last week? I said, yep, mm-hmm. I sure was. It seemed like I got a VIP room.
No more.
Well,
it's crazy. I got five boys.
Well, you know what? And that's a blessing. And we want you to receive. You have to receive the prayer that went forth on you today.
Yes.
And I want you to hold on to 1 Peter 2:24, which says, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. See, Jesus mm-hmm. took the asthma, and it was up on the tree with him. He took it, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were
mm-hmm.
healed. That means it was already. But see, the things that we have to do now as believers, we have to receive what God has given us. And a lot of saints, because they're looking for a natural manifestation right then, and they don't see it, they give up on the word. But I'm going to tell you, the word of God is like a seed. When you plant a seed in the ground, you don't see what's going on with that seed. You don't see it. But then you
right.
water it with that water. Well, we water the word that goes forth, like that word that went forth to you tonight by Pastor Pamela. The way you water that word is you speak over your son. I don't care what it looked like, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. And yes, the devil will probably come back again and let it flare up with some asthma. You still believe God, even if you got to take them to the emergency room, because you got to understand, once you heal, once the healing manifests, you ain't going to be doing nothing any longer. But you got to stand on the word. That's one thing I did with the cancer. I kept confessing the word over my body. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. You don't look to the left nor to the right. You got to look to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of your faith. You've got to have a word for different things that you're going through. So you hold on to that scripture for your boys. And anything else that you're going through in life, you get the word. And you hold on to the word, because God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you got to remember, when Jesus came
mm-hmm.
2,000 years ago, he came with the good news. Those that were sick
right.
were healed. Those that were broke, he took care of them. And God is doing
mm-hmm.
that today. But we have to receive it, because it's already finished. He's not coming to do
right.
it anymore. It's finished. We have to learn to receive it. And because we look at things that are what does the word say? All those things to be not as though they were. We look at the things that are temporal. The things that are temporal, now listen to this, the things that are temporal, the asthma and the kids, are subject
mm-hmm.
to change. The word of
mm-hmm.
God stays the same. The word is the same
mm-hmm.
yesterday, today, and forever. So you have to hold on to the word for your children, and God will bring it to pass for you, because it's already done. That's something we as believers have to understand. It's already done in the spirit realm. It's just got to knock through in the, it got to come through in the natural realm. And so that's why you're going to take that scripture and you're going to confess the scripture over your boy. When I would watch my grandkids and they would get a cold or something, I kept saying, by the stripes of Jesus, you heal, by the stripes of Jesus. And I remember Javon, he was like, you could see the fever all on him, kept speaking the word over that boy. Next thing I know, he was up playing. God's word works if you work it. It's
right.
a seed, like putting it in the ground. You have to put the seed there. And the way we water, when you water a plant, you water with water. The way we
right.
water is with us, our confession. Our confession,
mm-hmm.
this is the confidence that you have in Daddy God. This is the confidence that you have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, well, what does his will say? It's his will for your boys to be healed of asthma. They don't have to go the rest of their life with asthma, but you got to stand on the word. You even teach them 1 Peter 2:24. You start letting them say, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed of this asthma. God's word
right.
works, and I think that's the biggest thing he tries to get the body, us as the body, to understand. We're too busy looking at the things that we can see, and we call those things that we see instead of calling those things that be not as though they were. The things that we call not is the word of God, and we bring it in. When God spoke in Genesis, and I know we're like, where are we going, Kim? Genesis, he spoke it forth. So we have to speak what the word says. The word is the deliverance. The word is our everything. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what,
yes.
sister girl, I believe that because you are one of our callers and this is Mother's Day, that Pastor
yes.
Pamela has a CD. Am I correct, Pastor Pamela? She would love to give
yes.
you, but you're going to have to email her in order to get that. And she's going to give you that information right now. And then we're going to have
okay.
Pastor Walter to pray the prayer of salvation. But before you even do that, I want you to tell us again. A lot of people think Nevada is called the Sin City, but I remember you, Pastor Pamela, was telling us what God told you the acronym is for them calling it the Sin City. So do that for us.
Yeah, Sin City, S-I-N, when they call it Sin City, God gave it to me that this is salvation in Nevada. And so we do agree. This is definitely Sin City all the way, because the
yes.
sin that the enemy is living in, that is letting people live in a sin, it's going to be salvation in Nevada. So God is turning things around. This last and evil day, he is turning things around. So just, you know, keep the faith. Do you have something to write with? Hello?
Second. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I got my pen. Okay.
Go to our website, www.highway. It's just like, you know, get on the highway, HIGHWAYS.
Yeah.
The number 4, JC.
Okay.
Is Jesus Christ, JC.com. So it's highway, the number 4, JC.com. Go there.
Okay.
Go on the contact page, send me your information, and I'm going to mail you one of our testimonial CDs. It's a testimonial,
okay.
you know, what God has brought me through and then where he's brought us to while we're here because we had faith. And so just
okay.
know that. Continue to have faith. As Evangelist Kim talked about, you know, you may not see the manifestation right away, because I didn't either, but my doctor
okay.
and I, we
mm-hmm.
touched and agreed with on the medication that she wrote me, and like I said, she still sent me to the emergency room, but we prayed over that. She
mm-hmm.
said in her prayers, I remember her saying in my ear, the medical physicians, the medical life says that this is lifelong, that this is a lifelong medication that you'll be on. Well, we come against it in the name of Jesus, that
mm-hmm.
this won't be lifelong for you. And so we spoke that thing in existence, because life and death is in the power of your tongue. So as you giving
mm-hmm.
the medication to those babies, as you put breathing machines, you before you do anything, I rebuke
yeah.
you in the name of Jesus. They,
yeah.
this here will not be long. The healing is on its way. The angel is on its
yes.
way to free my baby. In Jesus'
mm-hmm.
name, give them
yeah.
the medication and speak that thing before they inhale it or that they
yeah.
Take it by their mouth. Pray over it, continue to intercede, and watch God. He going to wean them off, and they going to be free, and they going to live healthy and whole, because
mm-hmm.
they're going to be
yeah.
free of all that. Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
God is
Amen.
Healing. Just continue to
yes.
believe who he say he is. He has, by his stripes, we are. Like the
mm-hmm.
Evangelist Kim said, we are healed. The angel is on his way to make those things manifest in this earth realm. Just like he held up one of the prayers for Phineas in the Bible, held up. It was already manifested in heaven. What shall we bind on earth shall be bound
mm-hmm.
in heaven. Whatever
yeah.
we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. It was already loosed in heaven. It was just a prayer was hung up in the spiritual realm, but it came to him
Come
and
on.
Manifest for what he needed.
Come on.
So just know the prayer is on the way. The angel is on its way to deliver those babies from that medication
yes.
and from those machines.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Pastor
mm-hmm.
Walter Polson, do you have some words that you want to say and then take us in prayer? I mean, this has been very good, very informational.
We thank God for each and each, for both of you all. We thank God for the word that's in your belly to set the captives free. We thank God for how you're witnessing and changing people's lives, because that's what it's all about, the lives that are being changed, the lives that are coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it really just makes a, it's no longer a 360-degree turn in your life, because 360 takes you back to the same place. It's a 180. Mm-hmm. You literally change. Your life literally changes. We are living examples of how your life can change once you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Your circumstances and your situation might not change, but I'm going to tell you today, I'm a living witness, that you will have a peace that you did not have before because you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you got to understand, my brothers and my sisters, and those that are going to come to be my brothers and my sisters because of the prayer that's going to go forth tonight. Jesus loves you. He came to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. He came with the good news of the gospel. When he came and walked 2,000 years ago, people followed him because of what he had for them. He had eternal life. And he was in all manner of sickness and disease was leaving. Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he loves you so much. He's the only one who can deliver you from drugs. He's the only one that can deliver you from anger. He's the only one that can deliver you from this, that, and the other. He's the only one that can raise you from the dead. So you're a dead man walking in the streets when you don't know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. So he can breathe into them dry bones like he did in Ezekiel. Come on now. He can breathe into you and give you life and give it to you more abundantly. That thing with Jesus, you talking about you had a relationship, you thought that was it? Come on now. Come to Jesus on tonight. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to know Daddy God. Oh, yeah. What did he say? My burdens are light. Let me see. My yoke. Come unto me, all you that are heavy burdened. Yeah. It's some people out there tonight that are frustrated. You are so frustrated. You think you're losing your mind. You don't know which way to go. You ain't got no money and you ain't got no honey. And you're sick and tired of the monkey on your back. Come on now. But it's time for you to say yes to Jesus. It's time for you to say no to the devil. No to that addiction. You think, you know how people telling you they didn't put all them words in the atmosphere about you? You ain't gonna never be done. You ain't gonna never get off them drugs. You gonna always be like that. It was born like that. The devil is a liar. I'm telling you tonight, he is a liar. And we take them words that were spoken over your life in the atmosphere. We pull them down and we curse them at the roots in the name of Jesus, because tonight is your night for you to say yes to Jesus. Is it midnight yet? No, it ain't midnight. But on Mother's Day Eve, you know what'll make a mom be? Turn your life over to Jesus tonight. Go to church with mama tomorrow. Come on now. It's time. You're sick and tired. You are sick and tired. Well, you know what? God said, I got it right where I want. I'm going to pick you up out of the fire. I'm going to dust you off. Come on now. It's time for you to say yes. And with that, we're going to let Pastor Walter Poston, he's going to say that prayer. It's going to change your eternity. Come on now. You no longer going to have to live like that. And we're going to believe God. For, you know, it said don't go by your feeling, but tonight you're going to feel a thing. Hallelujah. But according to Romans 10:9-10, you're going to get saved tonight. If I wasn't saved, you know what I'd do? I'd get saved. Pastor Poston, take them in prayer.
Amen. I'm just going to read three verses from that very chapter that you just spoke of, Evangelist Henderson. I'm going to read the 8th, 9th, and 10th verse of the 10th chapter of Romans, the 8th, 9th, and 10th verse. And it reads, But what's it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And each of you that on the blog talk or listening in, whether it be a man or woman or a child, all of us can confess this with our mouth and believe it. And God confess, and God will honor your confession if you believe what you confess. So we're going to pray. Eternal God, we touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus. According to your word, God, you said that we shall confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God had raised up Jesus from the dead. He said, the Apostle Paul said, the word of faith is so close, it's nigh thee, even in thy mouth, that if you with your mouth confess that the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead by the awesome power of God, he said that you will be saved. With your mouth comes life and death. You can speak life or you can speak death. But right now we're praying for life. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for these many souls. Whoever is listening to the sound of my voice, let it not be my voice, but let it be the Holy Spirit that is speaking the word of wisdom right now in the name of Jesus. God, we speak faith. We speak the faith that is transforming, the faith that will change a life, the faith that will cause one to come out of darkness and be changed and transformed into the kingdom of your dear son, Jesus. God, we speak the faith that is able to transform someone who had a drug addiction, someone who was violated, someone who was raped, someone who was molested. We speak the kind of faith that will transform an adulterous relationship into that which is holy. Oh, God, we speak the kind of faith that will cause demons to be cast out. Even right now, as we speak, oh, God, let these bodies, these lives, these souls be made free. Even the word said, I have come to set the captives free in the name of Jesus. And all of those who are listening in, it's not by accident that they are on the line. It's not by accident that they're listening on their cell phone. It's not by accident that they're looking at it on the internet. Oh, God, but let the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus move up on the lives of these souls. God, go into the homes, go into the prison walls, go into the jail cells, go into the bathrooms, go into the private rooms, go into the prayer rooms, go into wherever they are, and reach the souls of men. God, for this purpose, with the Son of Man manifested. For this purpose, with the Son of Man manifested. That the works of the devil might be destroyed. Save marriages. Oh, God, don't let the devil destroy marriages to end up in divorce. Save separation. Save these children. Save them from sex trafficking. Save them from prostitution. Save them from drug addiction. Save them from gang activity. Save them from bullying. Save them from being predators. Save them from being drug dealers. Save them from being alcoholics. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Save these fathers. Save these mothers. Let this be a great Mother's Day. Let there be a Salvation Day. Let there be help for the home. Let there be house for the homeless. In the name of Jesus, by your strength, we are healed. And by your sword, we are speak right now in the name of Jesus. Every voice, that, every ear that hear the voice of God, we pray that, oh God, that they receive this word of faith. By your stripes we are healed, not only physically healed, but spiritually healed, emotionally healed. Oh, God, down in our souls, emotionally healed.
Yes, Lord.
By your stripes, go into the childhood and dig up and uproot those troubles, those childhood problems, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, go into the secret places of their mind and give them deliverance. The and we give your name the glory. In Jesus' name, let the chapter be made for you. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on tonight, Lord. And we thank you for the souls that came in tonight. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, we thank you. Pastor Tama, do you have any lasting words?
Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to listen, audience, to be encouraged that whatever you're going through, that God is a healer and he can set you free. Just know that your relationships with God, with your community, with your friends, your acquaintances, your marriage, your family can be healed in Jesus' name. Know that God loves you, that he sent his best for you, and that was his son Jesus, that he want to wrap his loving arms around you and give you his very best. So just know that he loves you. The Postons love you. I know Vandis Kim love you, that you are loved today.
Amen.
You are loved today.
Yes.
And you are loved tomorrow, therefore. So we just bless God that you tuned in, that you gave us some of your time, because your time we know is valuable. But we thank God that you gave the time to hear a word from the Lord. That's what I want to say. God bless you, and we love you.
And we love you. And anyone that accepted Jesus Christ on tonight, go to my website, kimhenderson.org. Let me know. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a, through my Setting the Captives Free, or even on Facebook, you can reach me. Let me know. I have a little book to send you and even a little certificate. Saying that you got born again tonight. So, we just want you to know that God loves you, and if God be for you, who can be against you? We want you to know that you have to stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You got to know that. And I just want to say, before I go off the air, you all go out and get the book, Answers to Relational Healing 101. And you know, when you hear 101, that means Pastor Pamela, you're coming up with something else. Praise God.
Yeah.
We thank God for the awesome woman of God. We thank God for the awesome man of God that's doing an awesome work out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you all, you get a chance to go out there, make sure you give them a call. You go on their website, or you can even go on my website, or it's even on the blog talk. I have their information on there. So give them a call. They'll pray with you, because they truly love the Lord and they have a compassion and a love. See, when you've been through a lot, you have the compassion. God gives you a heart of compassion, because he said, much is given, much is required. And so that's why I thank God for the show, that I'm able to interview such awesome men and women of God that are walking the walk and talking the walk. Ain't no shaking and no shake and bake and all that crazy stuff with them. Because you know why? Because you know who checks us? It'd be the Holy Spirit. We think the wrong thing. We do. He get us right away. He don't. You know how people say, I'm going to wait till the night and ask God to forgive me of all my sins. Or like this young guy. I was working in the bookstore, and he told me, he said, I'm going to Los Angeles for my birthday. And he said, and when I come back, I'll repent. How you know you're going to get back, boo? How you going to know you're going to get back? You don't have to wait till the night to say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. You better do it when the Holy Spirit check you, because he check you when you think the wrong thing about somebody, when you judging them, when you looking at their clothes up and down. I found that out. It'd be so many, we look at the outer appearance, and that's what we judge. God looks at the heart. So you know what? I just want to encourage each and every last one of you all to know that God loves you, And just stand strong in the Lord. Some of you all believe in God for jobs, employment. Well, you know what? You got to know it yourself. God has kept you through that time. A lot of times God is working on your behalf. He's pulling some stuff, especially when he got great ministry inside of you. He's working that thing out. He got to pull all that mess out of you so when you get to the top, you ain't going to fall because your character is tore up from the flow up. So he's just working on you. He's doing some surgery on you. Come on, well, you don't come out with no scars. Am I telling you the truth? Yes, I am. So you all make sure you go and purchase the book, Answers to Relational Healing 101, including the testimony and teaching of Freedom from Homosexuality by Pastor Pamela R. Poston, awesome woman of God, awesome man of God, doing an awesome work for the Lord. Yes, we are. So I just want to say thank you. We love you. Have an awesome Mother's Day. And I'm going to play this one song, but we can go off the air if you like, but it's called Awesome God. You got to understand that you serve an awesome God, and God is not here to harm you, but he has to bless you.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God.
Reason why we're telling you this, because we've been there, we've done that, and so we can come and encourage somebody else to stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. When you go through something that's not for you, but it's for somebody else down the road. So go through your test, pass your test, or you're going to walk around the wilderness longer than what you need to. So with that, I'm going to play this song, and I want you all to have an awesome Mother's Day. Be encouraged. And also you can listen to Setting the Captives Free every Thursday at 9:45 p.m. on I'm on 1570 a.m. You can listen. I have a 15-minute show. I hit it and I quit it. Come on now. But I just want to also let you know that next week we're going to have Apostle Valencia. She's going to be on the show, and I'll be posting her show right after I'm through with this one. But she's a woman of God that goes overseas to Africa and different places, and she just ministers from her heart also. So you all stay tuned. But we just want to let you know that we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it, but God loves you most.
He heals me when I'm broken. Strength while I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice. The whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice is set.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Let's go then.